Universe Media Network. 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 Network.
All right, Tom, you're here with me today. Are you ready to talk some real estate investing with me?
Always. Always, Antonio. It's what I love doing.
There you go. Let's talk. Saying all the right things. Okay, so before we get into the business side of things, how about you clue us in a little bit on your personal life? What do you like to do to relax and just chill and hang out? Hit us.
Sure. Well, as a Philadelphia native, cheering on the Sixers there, and unfortunately, they didn't pull through there in Game 7. But big Eagles fan, and looking forward to catching some Phillies this summer. But I do like to get out and do some hiking and anything outside, golf, that sort of thing. And I like chilling out at night and maybe strumming the guitar a little bit.
Oh, really, fellow musician here? How long you been playing?
Wow. Long time since I was 11 years old, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am because, the gray's getting a little thicker, but it's been a long time.
Yeah. I feel you on the grays. I can't hide them anymore. I've been playing since I was 10. I've been playing drums. So yeah.
Okay. It's a lot of fun. Nice. Man. All right. We'll hook up one day. We'll have a real estate investor, jam session.
Yeah. Totally. That'd be incredible. Wow. Yeah. All right. So, now we'll get down to business a little bit. So, in researching your company, Belrose Asset Management, mm-hmm. I found your company is actually somewhat of a triple threat to the industry. Okay. You got, pulling up my notes here. The Storage Group, 1210 Capital, and U.S. Mortgage Resolution.
That's right.
Okay. Can you expand on those for us and why you think investors who work with Belrose would gain great benefits?
Sure. Yeah. So I'll give the quick background. We won't get too far in the weeds, but I was in corporate America for a number of years. Got out in 2006 to go into real estate, build my fortune in real estate. Right. Well, next thing you know, around the corner comes the Great Recession. Yeah. So I took it in the nose pretty good those next few years. But along the way, I learned about distressed mortgage debt, and so I started looking into that. And started buying some distressed mortgages. And then one thing led to another. Next thing we know, we've been in that business 13 years now, and we've had quite a bit of success there. We've done over $50 million worth of revenue in that business over the years. We bought $850 million worth of distressed mortgages in that time. So we've had a nice run with that business. Which has allowed us to do some other things in real estate. So 1210 Capital is a hard money lending business. So rehabber that's looking to, do something up in Mount Airy or Southwest Philly or, University City, wherever they're looking to do a deal. We have capital that we deploy to those rehabbers, those fixer flipper guys. And so we make those loans to those folks. And we'll either use our internal capital or sometimes we'll bring in outside investors to partner with us on those deals, which are pretty solid because it's a loan. It's not an investment. So it's a loan secured by the real estate. And it comes at a pretty high interest rate because a lot of those folks are, for whatever reason, are not bankable. They can't go to, they can't go to WSFS and get a 4% line of credit. So they need to come to a hard money lending company like ours to do that. But where we spend most of our time right now, Antonio, what we're most excited about as far as the future of Belrose Asset Management and that growth trajectory, because distressed debt's very kind of hit or miss, very volatile, very, very good business, but very unpredictable. Hard money lending is extremely competitive, but what we discovered in self-storage with Belrose Storage Group is that it's a highly fragmented industry. It's a very solid industry. It's a growing industry. And it's a business where we think we can grow investor wealth over a period of time.
Did you guys set out purposely to just create these three organizations underneath Belrose to where you can cover all the bases for any investor who wants to get involved. Was that on purpose or it just kind of happened that way?
Yeah, it just kind of evolved that way, Antonio. Yeah, like I said, you know, we got a good start in the distressed mortgage debt business, and but we knew because of the volatility of that business, we needed to kind of even things out with by adding another business or two. So we ended up, you know, adding in these other things along the way.
Okay, I see. What would you say is the one word or phrase for the reason why you got involved in the real estate investing industry?
Long-term wealth generation. I mean, that's really where it's at, in my opinion. I think stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, if in my opinion, are not the full way to go. I think it should be part of people's portfolios, but to really generate that wealth and that income and that capital preservation, like right now is a really good time to put your capital where it's going to be preserved, because things are very much in flux out there right now with, you know, the banking crisis and interest rates and inflation and that sort of thing. So I love the idea of my money being in a hard asset with a business sitting on top of it that's generating income. And, you know, eventually that land and that business are going to increase in value over time. So you get that growth component as well.
So just to kind of bring in a volatility of the market right now that could or could not be happening. Just a quick question, side note here. Did the Silicon Valley Bank issue, did that affect you way across the country in any way that you could see?
No, not directly, Antonio. I mean, I think just I think that was sort of an aftermath, right? And mm-hmm. Silicon Valley Bank had a very, very specific kind of depositor that they were working with. So they got into trouble themselves. So I think it was pretty well isolated, but I think just in general, this big increase in interest rates is really harming a lot of banks that didn't set up their balance sheets the right way heading into it.
Okay, I see. I always wonder if there's a connection with things like that happen with the real estate investing industry, because a lot of people are really worried and they're saying, we're in a recession, we need to change things and we need to pivot and, you know, things like that. It's always like,
I don't think it's directly related, Antonio, but I will tell you one of the things that we're seeing right now in self-storage is we're seeing a lot of owner financing. So these owners have built up some equity in their property over the last many years. And so for a bit of a down payment, they're willing to hold the note instead of us going to a bank and getting a loan from a bank, which of course, if anyone's ever done that, you know, it's a very bureaucratic process. You know, they're really digging into your, you know, personal information and financials and whatnot. It can be a little bit of a daunting process, but a lot of these sellers, they know their facility, right, better than anybody. So they're willing to hold a note that's secured by the facility, and it's a win-win, right? Because now they're still getting cash flow from the facility in the form of interest payments, but they're not having to deal with the day-to-day, you know, management and whatnot. And it's a win for us because we're able to avoid the bureaucracy and the, you know, the back and forth of the bank. Because typically the underwriting process is quite simple with a seller. You know, they just want to know that you have the money to put down. So yeah, there's a lot of benefits there.
This is the one thing I kind of got curious about yesterday. I was doing a little bit of research. Talking about the self-storage part of Belrose, how do you work with investors on that specific aspect of your business? What are they coming to you to do? Are they coming to sell, or are you guys helping them set up some ownership? How do you work with that part?
Sure. So we pool together small groups of investors, and they call it a syndication, right? So you're pulling together a syndication of investors. So me and my team, we go out, we find the deal, we vet the deal, we run all the numbers, and we basically put the projections together, and we go out to our investors with a deal on a silver platter, basically saying, hey, here's a pre-vetted deal that we as professionals in this industry think is a good deal. In fact, we're putting in our own money as well. So Mr. and Mrs. Investor, you know, if you want to put up your $50,000 or $100,000 as our average investment in this deal, you're going to be a part owner of an LLC that owns this self-storage facility. And when we grow the value of that over time and then sell it, that, you know, we're going to do a profit split with you and get your capital back at the end. You'll get some cash flow payments along the way, and you scrunch all that together, and they're getting you know, way higher rates than they could get in theory than in the traditional ways, CDs and whatnot. But you know, we're gearing those deals so that the investors get about a 15% annualized return, give or take.
Okay. All right. 15% is nothing to sneeze at, really.
Pretty good.
Yeah. What is the favorite part that you enjoy the most about being a real estate investor?
You know, it's given me a lot of freedom, Antonio. I was able to spend a lot of time with my kids while they were growing up. Of course, you know, they're 20 and 18 and out running around doing their own thing now. But I was definitely highly involved in my kids growing up, you know, going to their practices and their plays. And my son was into scouting, so we did that together. My daughter's into competitive cheer, so we were traveling around. I was able to, you know, travel around with her to go see her competition. So I think that freedom is really, really key.
All right, so we're gonna bring it down into a place that nobody knows or nobody enjoys where to go, but they typically know exactly what this is. Okay, so throughout your real estate investing journey, what would you say was that time when you felt most unsuccessful?
Like I mentioned, Antonio, you know, I came out of a cushy corporate job, you know, making six figures, and you know, I was working hard, but you know, came out of that cushy world where I was getting a paycheck every other week, and then you know, suddenly found myself you know, thinking I knew all the answers as an entrepreneur, right? I had a great educational background, I had a great work background, and I figured, oh, this is going to be easy. I'll just go out, you know, buy some houses, no problem. Well, you know, then the Great Recession comes along, and you know, the home prices are dropping as I'm in these deals. And I have a bunch of money going out every month because I'm paying for advertising, right? Because I was doing wholesale deals and trying to find these off-market deals and such. Plus, I have, you know, rehab projects going on where I'm having to put money into that. And so, yeah, at the end of that, after a couple of years, and, you know, I was trying to pull together a team to help me, and, you know, that didn't really work out. So I was like, everywhere I turned, I was just failing. And it was like, geez, you know, I guess, you know, this isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. You know, I read some books, but, you know, then when you get out there, you know, it's like reading a book about, you know, Philadelphia Eagles football, and then actually going out and trying to play for the Eagles. You know, it's there's a big difference there. So I definitely did not feel successful then, but I persevered. You know, I had that grit. I did not want to go back to corporate America, which at that time I could have gone back, you know, because I hadn't been out of it that long, you know, by the time 2010 rolled around, 2011. But I didn't want to. I wanted to grind it out and just keep going. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thought of voluntarily putting those golden handcuffs back on, you were like, there's no way in hell I'm going to do that. Was that what you were thinking?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, when I first left corporate America, Antonio, I was in 2006, while I was looking for something entrepreneurial to do in real estate, I did have some recruiters reach out to me, and I did go on some interviews for corporate jobs. And I just remember sitting across the table from this guy in an interview, super nice guy, you know, everything on paper looked like that was the job for Tom Dunkel at that point in my career. And it was, you know, bigger money and big upside and all this stuff. And I just heard this little voice in the back of my head, like, don't do it. Don't do it. And I knew at that point,
yeah,
I was either certifiably insane or I truly was an entrepreneur. And so I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit of both, but but that's my story there.
Yeah, I think as entrepreneurs, I think we all feel like we're crazy and we're like, what the hell are we doing?
That's right.
Wow. That's right. Yeah. All right. Today in your real estate investing business, what is the one positive goal you're really focused on?
Yeah, so we're focused on really getting as many investors as we can to kind of make that shift from the, you know, just blindly throwing money into their 401k or their, you know, stock portfolio, and taking that step over into real estate investing. And in fact, we have an ebook, Antonio, available on our website, BellRoseStorageGroup.com, for free, that we call the it's called the Safe Investing Checklist. And SAFE is an acronym, and investing is not safe, but it's just an acronym. So just real quick, S is for sponsor. You got to ask a lot of questions about who's running the deal. Who's your sponsor on that deal? A is for asset. What is the exact asset that you're investing in? You know, where is it? What are its characteristics, et cetera? Is it in a good market? F is for financials. You know, what are the financial projections? Are they realistic? What are the tax implications? You know, the list of questions about those kinds of things. And lastly, E is for exit. It's not like you can go to Schwab.com and click, click, click and sell your position in a Belrose Storage Group self-storage deal. You have to be comfortable as an investor going in knowing that your money is going to be tied up for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, depending on the type of project. So that's really what we're trying to do here is just, you know, help investors build that wealth over time.
That's a great goal because more people need to know about this type of thing. And for some reason, after all these few hundred years, couple hundred years, whatever, people, they still deny real estate investing. They still think it's shady. They still don't know. And they would rather throw their money in the stock market and hope and pray and cross their fingers. But yeah, I love that goal. I love what you guys are doing. So this is great.
And if I can get on my soapbox for one quick minute, Antonio, you just struck a nerve with me, which is, you know, here's Wall Street, right? They're out there telling the world that real estate is an alternative investment. Are you kidding me? Real estate's been around, you know, since biblical times. You know, we've had real estate, we've had lending, right? We've had gold, we've had silver, we've had all those things throughout history. Mm-hmm. To me, what an alternative investment is a made up piece of paper in a stock or a bond or a mutual fund that's backed by who knows what. And don't even get me started on digital currencies these days. You know, if you're talking about real investing, you're talking about real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom, we sound like some kindred spirits, man.
Sorry, I get a little fired up. Sometimes.
I feel the same way. Identical. Wow. Okay, great. Currently, what's your favorite piece of technology you tend to use day to day?
Wow. You know, it's interesting. We're starting to use ChatGPT, the AI technology. I don't know about daily, but it's, you know, multiple times a week for sure. We're using that to, in fact, we just had a meeting the other day and we were sitting there all kind of brainstorming and we're like, well, why are we sitting here brainstorming? Let's just ask ChatGPT right. for some ideas. So we asked it some questions and it gave us some answers that was able to guide our conversation. So it was really interesting.
That's interesting you said that. I guess I'll throw in a quick plug. If the listeners or viewers, they go to usreibook.com, we just pre-sale for the new launch of our book, The Ultimate Guide to ChatGPT Equations for Real Estate Investing. So that takes a whole lot of headache from trying to figure out your numbers and deals. And it's all in 24 different strategies of real estate investing. So I think that book's going to help a lot of people accelerate their business. So yeah, we're very using cool. it too. Yeah.
I'll check it out. Very cool.
All right. So currently what's your portfolio look like these days?
Yeah. So we've acquired 12 self-storage facilities over 375,000 square feet, give or take. We've actually sold a few. So we have 9 left in our portfolio. We're in 7 states, mostly up and down the Atlantic coast, and then throw in a Kentucky and a New York state. But that's about where our portfolio is right now. And our acquisition pipeline is pretty active. So we're going to be out, you know, doing some capital raises for a couple upcoming deals soon.
Awesome. Tom, how can our listeners connect with you?
Sure. Yeah. Antonio, this has been great. Again, my name is Tom Dunkel. I'm the Chief Investment Officer here at Belrose Storage Group, BelroseStorageGroup.com. Belrose Asset Management is our parent company. That's BelroseAM.com if you want to learn more there. But BelroseStorageGroup.com, you can get that ebook that I was talking about earlier. And you can also see on Facebook, Belrose Storage Group has a, we have a Facebook page there where some of my podcast interviews are posted and other interesting articles and blog posts. And you know, we just try to add value out there to the investing world, Antonio, with you know, just different things that we're seeing and learning. We just like to share that with the world out there.
Yeah, awesome. Since entering into the real estate investing world, what would you say you're most grateful for?
Yeah, you know, I touched on it a little bit earlier, but yeah, the freedom, the time freedom, right? I mean, you know, money's great, but you know, you can always get more money, but you can't get more time. So it's great for me, you know, being able to hang out with my kids, hang out with my friends and family, do the things I like to do. I think I couldn't have done it without, you know, being in the real estate business and building a nice business with great team members too. I mean, that's another key is, you know, you probably see the over my other shoulder here, Who Not How is a great book that we use here at Belrose Storage Group. You know, it's about, you know, just putting the right team together that, you know, the rock stars that can handle the different problems and questions. Cause of course, you know, any one person doesn't know how to do everything. So you get, instead of asking, how do I do that? You should be asking who can help me do that. So, so that for sure has been a big plus. We've got a great team here.
Before I hit you with the last question, just want to tell you, thank you so much for being here. You brought the value and it feels good to talk to someone who's quite similar and to know that I'm not insane. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
All right. Finally, Tom. So what would you say is your definition of real estate investing success?
My definition of real estate investing success is, you know, not only, you know, the getting to the point where you're not only, you know, you don't have the ability to bless yourself and your family, but you have the ability to bless other people out there, just with the, you know, the knowledge and the financial resources you've been able to accumulate. So, you know, I've been able to fund scholarships for people and, you know, do some other, you know, charitable kinds of things, which, you know, really kind of warms the heart, you know? And, so I think it just gives you the opportunity to really, you know, reach your full potential as a person and as a member of the community.
Successors, I hope you've enjoyed my quick conversation today, and I hope you've gained just a little more insight into achieving your financial freedom and reaching your goals. For more real estate investing content like this and a lot more, please visit UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com. That's UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay grateful, stay successful, and be free. Music by StreamBeats.
Media Mastering. Your audio more listenable.